Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, so Cobb's back on grid, but not back in the studio. So another couple weeks for everybody. Just Matt and I. We got a guest tonight. That'll be cool. Next week, I don't know. Matt and I are going to have to figure it out, Tim.
Oh,
I know. It's been tough. Last week we had, or 2 weeks ago, we had Alec in here from The Wolf. We got you in here now. I'm like, next week, Matt, just me and you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Maybe you got to call up Talon, have Talon come up.
Dude. I like Talon a lot.
Yeah, Talon, right, he is fighting again too, right?
He is, yeah.
I know, they offered us Juicy J, but I was like, I don't know. I feel like that was always Bob got Juicy J.
Yeah.
it would be fun to do it while Cobb's not here.
Right? There was a point where we were pretty sure that, like, there was a grudge between our podcast and Arosa. But yeah. I was like, I met the guy, he's fine. But I'm like, Drew's our guy.
Drew's, you got to show a little bit of loyalty, you know, like Drew and sure Drew and Julian, they'll be crossing paths here probably soon. That's my prediction. So,
Ooh. Can we leave that in?
Yeah.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha! The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
Woo! The podcast, episode 287. What's up with your boy, the Ted Smith? I'll be hosting this here podcast, the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
To the left of me, as he always is, he's not here, and he's not somewhere in Southeast Asia on two wheels. I think he's somewhere in the sunlight right now. But anyhow, back there on the wheels of steel, getting the studio all set up. Filling up all the water glasses. Matt Kammer, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted.
How you doing, man?
Pretty fantastic.
All right. We were going to BS for a minute. I do eventually want to talk a little more about going back home for Coach Wooten. Shout out to Morgan Wooten, RIP, the greatest high school coach of all time. A lot of great times there, but we do have a guest in studio today, and I kind of want to get to Tim right away.
All right.
Yeah. I know. I'm kind of glossing over that. It's a serious thing. We'll talk about it. Next week, we'll have plenty of time. But as everybody knows, I generally go down and enjoy watching a little cage sport MMA at the Emerald Queen Casino. The next show coming up is going to be February 22nd. So we have Tim Lewis back in here. Still Tim, or are we going by Timothy now?
You know, we can keep it Tim.
All right. Well, I mean, that's how I know
you. Just don't call me Timmy, and we're good.
Yeah. Trust me. So I grew up, you know, my name's Ted Smith, but I grew up as a Teddy. Then I have a cousin Timmy and a cousin Tommy. But like all of us have cut off the extra M's and the Y's or the D's and the Y's after the years.
Yeah, yeah. No, Tim is fine. Just Timothy, Tim, just not Timmy, please.
Yeah. Well, I just noticed on the card it's written as Timothy, and I was like, huh, all right.
Yeah. I guess presenting me a little bit more professionally, I guess. I don't know.
All right. If you heard the little pre-show thing, I'm very excited about that. That'd be fun to watch.
Yeah.
So, Tim, you're fighting again. Man, I almost said this Saturday. We still got two Saturdays before that happens.
Mm-hmm. We got a few more weeks. Yeah, we're getting close, though. Getting very close. So,
All right. So, we were talking before you came on. Everybody's always, well, me and my cousins are always interested. Like, what? So, now, what are we, 2 weeks out?
About 2.5 weeks, yes.
Right. So, you know his style. You know, so like, what's the mindset right now? Are you putting in a different game plan? Or are you just honing in the skills you've worked on?
There's a few things that, you know, I'm gonna definitely pay a little bit more attention to, things that my coach has like pointed out and like, hey, you know, you gotta watch this, watch that. But as far as the overall game plan, it's already been put into place. It's pulling in tools I've already had in my toolbox and just kind of tailor making it for this guy specifically. You know, I have like, you know, let's say a dozen, you know, tools I can use, but you know, for this fight in particular and the style that he presents, I'm only going to really realistically use maybe like half of those tools, just because of the style that he fights. He's not going to be there for certain moves or certain strikes or certain takedowns. So just right now it's just kind of, you know, honing in everything and, you know, if I'm making a big mistake, just working on those big mistakes. So,
all right. And when it comes to training, like how do you, I mean, I know you spar with people and stuff, but is there any way to equal the same adrenaline and stuff of an actual fight?
So, no, I mean, you can come close. Like, one thing that I've been really doing, is working on a lot of mental preparation and kind of putting myself in that mental space, like, you know, imagining myself like walking out, you know, to the Emerald Queen when I'm walking into the cage at the gym, you know. So I'm putting myself into that mental space and, you know, I try to hype myself up as much as I can and be present to where I'm at when I am training and try to visualize that as much as I can. But you can never really, like, you know, you can't reenact that real feeling, you know, with people, you know, shouting, screaming, drunk people and, you know, your team and, you know, the pressure is right there. So, but, you know, you can definitely try to simulate that and do the best you can. But ultimately, like fight night, it's a different animal, you know?
Yeah. And I'm sure we've talked about this before, but like, you know, it's like, so I MC it, right? So I come down the cage. It's very easy. I don't have to do anything. I just make a few announcements. I got the ring card girls. But sitting where I sit on the apron, it's funny. It's like I can hear everybody yelling. Yeah. It's like, what is there any statement or something like you've heard somebody yell that kind of popped out where you were, you know what I mean? Because I know you're trained to listen to your coaches, but also like some of those people are loud.
Yeah, it's funny. Actually, in my last fight, like I had a coworker there and she was probably intoxicated, but like for some reason I could just hear her voice. I don't know, maybe just because it's like distinct and, you know, she was yelling crazy shit, like, you know, kill him, kick his ass, you know.
That's exactly what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
A drunk person's always just like, whoop his ass or like punch him. And it's like, well, Tim would like to punch him or whoop his ass, but, you know,
yeah.
He's got to faint. He's got to set some things up.
Yeah. I mean, you hear those, but you try to focus back in on, you know, and focus on what your coach is telling you because, you know, your coach is in the corners. He's giving you instructions and you try to focus on that, but it's easy to pull and like get distracted in the crowd and hear those, you know, comments about, you know, kick his ass. And it's like, well, no shit, that's what I'm trying to do, you know? And so,
yeah, I mean, I ask it because, like, and Matt, I'll attest to this. Like, sometimes you do stage announcements and stuff, and you might be in front of thousands of people. But if one guy yells, like, you suck or whatever, like, it's hard. Like, I have to fight the urge, like, don't look at him. In my head, it's like, don't look at him, don't say anything.
Yeah. No, it's same. It's frustrating. And actually, it's funny because, like, right now when I spar in the gym, like sometimes, so I try to do it before people actually get to the gym, like right before the gym opens. But then, you know, sometimes we get started a little bit late. So we'll have guys walking in the gym and like just randomly, like, I mean, I don't take it personal, but like guys will yell, you know, those type of things like, come on, Tim, you know, just choke him out. And it's just like, well, no shit, you know, I'm trying to, you know, but it's just like, and they're not doing it.
Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, it's like, they're not, I mean, they don't realize that, like, you know, I've just sparred, you know, 4.5 rounds with fresh guys every 2.5 minutes. So, like, they don't know how tired I am. And, you know, I know they're not trying to be a dick. But it, in a way, that kind of helps me prepare as well.
It gets you a little used to it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So, but it still makes my blood boil when people say shit like that. Yeah. You know, it's just like, no shit. It's like, yeah, I will try to choke him. That is my goal. You know, it's just can't do it right now. So,
I feel like over the years of all the fights I've watched, I went from being like kick his ass guy to like posture guy, right? Like posture, mm-hmm. posture. And I feel like now I've gotten into just like breathe guy. Breathe, man. Just breathe. Right? And it's, you know, you could be in full mount pounding on a dude. Yeah. I'd still be like, Tim, breathe. Don't forget to breathe. Or you could be receiving it. Just like, just breathe.
Yeah, no. It's actually very good instruction. It's like something that a lot of people forget is to breathe. I mean, that
dude, when I lost my fight, that's exactly what I forgot.
Yeah.
And everybody leading up to it was like, don't worry. Just don't forget to breathe. And I was like, what kind of dumbass would forget to breathe?
Yeah. Well, when you're like that fight or flight, you know, mode, it's just like, you know, it's like you forget stuff, you know, the simple things like breathing.
So, yeah, right?
So, yeah.
That's funny you bring up fight or flight. Did you work in a certain field? Now, that's kind of by the wayside at this point, right? Aren't we talking about there's also freeze or like other options? Like, I feel like the fight or flight thing, like we've kind of like.
Yeah, my counselor said fight, flight, or freeze.
Yeah. So I feel like a lot of people freeze.
Yeah. And those are the people who, you know, like I guess in caveman days would be dead. You know, so you definitely
don't want to freeze. Let's give Freeze guy a little credit. He didn't just flee.
Yeah, but.
Maybe fleeing's the right thing.
I don't know. I prefer to fight. But, you know.
Yeah.
Freezing will get you killed.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain times, though. I'm just picturing a giant, like, T-Rex or something. Like, I'm going to go ahead and flee this one.
Yeah.
Your boy's out.
Yeah. That might be a good idea.
All right. So I know you don't have an exact, well, you have a plan or whatever. Do you care how you finish anything? You just want it to be done? What would you like to, let me rephrase that. What would you like to change from the last one?
So in my last fight, you know, I had the plan where I was just going to bully him, walk him down, and I wanted to put pressure and try to break him. I think I was a little bit sloppy in doing so, and you know, I almost paid for it. I got caught in a deep guillotine choke the first round, and that kind of disoriented me for probably about a round and a half. You know, coming into the second and third
round. That affects that long?
You know, I was about to go out, to be honest. I thought I was going to go out. Like when he had the choke on, I was like, well, this is it. I'm going to put my money where my mouth was. Cause you know, I said, you don't tap to chokes. And,
right.
You know, and I was like, well, I'm going out. And, you know, if you rewatch the video, it's like my legs start to buckle. And as it buckles and I drop down, he falls down and loosens the choke. And that kind of like all the blood rushed back to my head. And I was able to, you know, continue. Otherwise I probably would have gone out. So this fight, you know, definitely, you know, my style is a pressure fighting style. Definitely want to pressure him, but probably I have to be a little bit more cautious just because he is a dangerous striker and he can put my lights out if I'm not, you know, careful. So game plan is always the same, you know, pressure him, use good range control, intelligent offense, and try to break him. If not, I don't get attached to the outcome. You know, like I'm definitely going to be setting up a lot of traps for him. Making him make, you know, certain choices and, you know, try to set things up, but I'm not attached to finishing the fight at any point. Like, I'm confident enough in my cardio, my skill set, where I can pressure him for 25 minutes and, you know, be okay and, you know, outpoint if need be. However, I'm just going to be moving to the next logical thing, you know, attack, move to the next logical thing, attack. And if it finishes him, great. If not, I'm just going to keep attacking. So.
Yeah, and I ask more just, I guess I'm just surprised. It's like, you know, when you see people like you fighting and stuff, it seems like you recover so quickly. Like that, I don't know, that almost makes you feel better. Like, oh, that did take a toll on him. Like,
yeah.
You just got choked out.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of it goes through our training. I mean, just like today was, we do like heart rate conditioning where it's like I'm jacking my heart rate up to, you know, 175, letting it drop down to 135. And I do that over and over for 30 minutes. Probably just repeating that cycle for maybe about, you know, 10 to 15 times in 30 minutes where you're just jacking your heart rate up for like, you know, 2-3 minutes and let it recover. And that helps me recover, you know, if
All right, so I gotta ask, you talking like intervals or like
intervals.
I was like, is this like in the cage?
Well,
how are you guys doing that?
No, we will. So we will simulate like certain like sparring techniques in a cage. So I have like a heart monitor strapped to my chest and
right.
you know, my watch, or, you know, and so my coach will like check, you know, where is my heart rate at and try to jack it up as much as possible. But we'll mix in, you know, like certain sparring, certain situations where we think I'll be in the fight, and then like also like throw kettlebells around and jump on a Aerodyne bike and, you know, do sprints on that, and, you know, just try to get my heart rate up as much as possible and then recover. So that teaches my heart to kind of recover, you know, after being, I don't know, spiked up so high. So yeah.
All right, this one's a little more random, but as a professional fighter, what is the cardio you don't like? Like, would you rather be on the bike, going for a sprint, like doing a Stairmaster? Like, is there one where you're like, oh, this kind of sucks?
I think the worst is swimming. Like, yeah, I don't like swimming. Just like water getting into your nose, into your
ears. Matt, you like swimming.
Yeah, right? Swimming's great.
Yeah, that's probably the worst. And then you got to wait for the lane, too. And it's just like, ah, you know, yeah, that's probably my least favorite is swimming. So, yeah.
Don't look at me. I love swimming. I just grew up in the ocean. And how much swimming are you doing to prepare for a fight?
So I used to, last two camps I haven't been doing it, but like prior to this or prior to the last two camps, I used to swim like once or twice a week, and I would do like sprints, different sprints, like 30 on, 30 off, or a minute on, 30 off, and yeah.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
So that's super. I mean, I'm talking like leisurely swim stead. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing swimming intervals.
I just think it's interesting, right? Obviously, you do a bunch of cardio, but I'm just like for me, like long distance running is just the worst, right? If we're going to go play a sport or like catch a ball, like I'll do a sprint.
Okay.
But like just running to me just seems boring. But I also know you probably do a ton of road work or whatever.
I do, but so my wife, I've been trying to encourage her to work out, and so she picked up like running, and I was just like, well, if you're going to do it, I got to do it. And like when she first started, it was just like, you know, 5K, 10Ks, and now she's like doing half marathons, and this year she's like, well, we're going to do a marathon. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Like my, you know, ego gets in the way, and I'm like, well, I can't let my wife beat me in a marathon race, so now I have to compete in marathons with her. So.
Wow. Yeah, but it's not like she's fighting.
Yeah, but I don't know. My ego won't, you know, and pride, like... I'm supposed to be this, you know, tough guy athlete. I can't have my wife outpace me.
That's a good point.
So, yeah, but
Do Emma, like mixed martial arts, like do you guys run as much as like old school boxers did with road work?
I do. So, a lot of people don't. I don't like Drew, for example. He doesn't do as much running, but he'll do a lot of swimming, and it works for him.
I feel like the difference between a boxer though and an MMA guy is just wrestling and stuff is its own cardio. Whereas, like, they're purely strikers and then running to... Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think for each individual, I think it depends on the style of their fight, too. If they're, you know, mainly, like, an explosive fighter, they're going to be focused more on explosive type of cardio conditioning. Whereas, like, you know, you have your... if you are familiar with mixed martial arts, there's like a famous fighter, Nick Diaz. Like he was famous for doing marathon and triathlons as part of his training, but that was... also his style where he would like, you know, pick at you at like 50-75%, you know, he would never explode, and he would just wear on guys and just like overload them and break them eventually. So it's dependent on your style, I guess, you know.
Yeah, both Diaz brothers have cardio for
yeah. Yeah, like both of them, like they do.
McGregor found out.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that was the clash. Right, there. Yeah. You know, that was the clash. McGregor was an explosive fighter, but you can only do that for so many times. So it's like you kind of got to put him away. So, you know, there's that, I guess, styles makes fights, but also it, you know, reflects on your training, how you train too. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I like that. Well, that's swimming. Yeah. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah,
and that damn rowing machine sometimes too.
Yeah, I would rather do rowing. I would do air dive. I'll wrestle. I'll box. But just swimming, it's just I'm good.
Matt, you ever thought about triathlon?
No, not really. I don't know. I mean,
I don't even know if you can ride a bicycle.
Yeah, I can ride a bike. I can swim. I think those distances are pretty long.
They have the sprint ones too. I guess my issue is just like, number one, I haven't swam in the open water in a long time. And then it's like, oh, yeah, and we're going to ride a bike. Like a beach cruiser? We're just going to chill? Like, no.
No.
Oh, we got to strap in?
Yeah. I've never ridden a bike like that. I've just ridden regular bikes. But I feel like you can figure it out.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot.
All right, so we're talking to Tim Lewis. We got a Cage Sport MMA coming up on February 22nd at the Emerald Queen Casino. Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. So, Tim, you've been in the game a while. You've been training forever. How do you feel about MMA overall right now? Like, sometimes I worry, like, we're just getting, like, big-name stars. Like, some of the younger guys aren't getting as much of a push.
You know, it's funny because, like, people's idea was that, okay, now we're going to start getting the real athletes and, you know, the quality of fighters is going to, you know, skyrocket. And to some degree, yes, you are getting, like, you know, your prodigies that are coming into the sport. But I feel as though, like, a lot of these new coming fighters are, like, they don't want to put the work in. They just want a quick, like, I want to have, like, a couple amateur fights and be a professional. And so, like, I don't know. I see the quality kind of watering down in local MMA, whereas, like, our time, like, you had to put in a lot of, you know, work as an amateur and develop skills. And I just feel like a lot of kids these days, like, you know, even at, you know, my own gym, it's like a lot of people are just like, oh, I just want to start fighting and, you know, have a few fights and be a pro and just have that title. So I feel like kind of right now it's starting to water down, which is why I think we kind of see like a plateau in the UFC, like not a lot of new rising stars and new talents.
Yeah, at a certain point, is it gotten more just because it's professional fighting as opposed to like, I feel like when MMA started, like it was very, there was much more emphasis on the martial arts part.
I think that, you throw in money too, so it's just, there's a lot of secondary gains now. So it's like, whereas like before when people did it, it was just, there wasn't a lot of money to be made. So if you fought, it's because you just like fighting, you know, or, you know, you're a martial artist and want to prove your martial arts. Now, like people see this as a career path and, oh, like, you know, I want to be famous and, you know, it doesn't take much to turn pro, you know. You can just sign a paper and say you're a professional and start getting professional fights. Now, how well you do, that's a different story. But, I think kind of like it's kind of watered down.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably the natural way of how some things need to go.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure talent's going to start progressing. I mean, I even look at my youngest kid. Like, he's training now and, you know, he's only 18 and, you know, just with his limited wrestling and, you know, a few months in the gym, it's like, man, he's going to, a few years, he's going to be a problem even for me. And it's just like, you know, that scares me. So, yeah, I think we're going to get more of those type of guys. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's just our culture of everything. Everybody want a, you know, quick fix and I want it now. You know, that's kind of our mentality. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also old, right? Like, I'm 39. I'm about to, you know, I'll be 40 next year. Yeah. But I don't know. It also feels like it's not the same anymore. Like it's on ESPN and this and that. Like it used to be like, and I love fighting, right? Like I like boxing first of all. Like that's how I got into stuff. But like when you were an MMA person, you're like, oh, all right. You know, like we knew, like we had the similar language, right? Mm-hmm. Like I'm not even sure I knew Brazil only spoke Portuguese until I found out who the Gracies were. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like just simple things like that. Like, yeah. Like you learned a lot about this stuff. But like, right, like nowadays it feels like it's a little, I don't know, watered down or whatever. It just feels different.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's over. I don't think it's reached its peak yet.
No, no. And I think over time it'll change and who knows. Hopefully it'll change for the better and, you know, it'll just keep progressing. Like, you know, a lot of things. I think it would only help the sport. So.
Yeah. I also miss the old days when you just wear whatever shirt you wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Reebok, like I get it, like they signed a massive deal, so it's like their fight. But like back in the day, like, I don't know, you saw somebody with a shirt and it had the sponsors on it and this and that. I was like, that was cool.
Yeah, I think hopefully that Reebok thing goes away because, yeah, because a lot of it like reflects people's personalities too, you know? So it's like people got to be more themselves. And I don't know, I feel with the Reebok, it's a little too cookie cutter for me, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So. That's like us soccer fans always get annoyed. It's like the MLS is just Adidas.
Yeah.
So it's like there's only so many versions of this kit you can get.
Yeah.
What do you mean? In the Premier League and stuff, it's
like Major League Soccer, the MLS is like Adidas has a deal with them.
Right.
So like every team is Adidas.
Right. So like but that's how all the major sports in America do it. I'm not
speaking, anymore.
What do you mean?
So like the NFL used to have a deal with like they had a deal with Nike, then Reebok, but now like different teams can have different sponsors and gear
for real.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's like a big thing. So it's funny. The UFC is just kind of a little bit behind the bar. So like when Reebok, I get it why they did it. It makes good, great business sense. But it kind of took away from that. So like when you watch like the Prem, right? Some team, you know, like Arsenal was Nike forever. Then they're Puma. And I think they're going Adidas next year. So like different massive clubs have their own different sports gear.
Yeah.
You know, so you can have different flavors and it looks different. When you just
and it's
have
a team by team basis.
Yeah.
They can.
Depends on the league.
Determine
yeah.
their own contract lengths and stuff like that.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because
that's what we're saying. Like right now, those, like the all Reebok stuff, it just all looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
Hmm. sorry. I thought you were going to say something else there, Matt.
No, I'm just kind of. I didn't realize that the NFL was doing that now. I remember, like, the NBA went from Reebok to Adidas or vice versa, and then tonight, like, I've seen the whole league shift, and then there's, like, new jersey rollouts, but I didn't realize the NFL was, like, a team-by-team basis now.
Yeah, they just switched it, like, 2 or 3 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
But that's what we're saying. Like, back in the day, it was cool to see, like, whose sponsors were. By the way, mention your sponsors there, Tim.
Yeah.
As we're talking about it.
Yeah, shout out to Stedman Properties. Mike Stedman, man, he's been supporting me since I was an amateur, actually. And he's also running for Thurston County Commissioner. So, you know, shout out to Mike Stedman. Absolute Nature CBD. Yes, I actually do use the product. The rub is fantastic.
Yeah, people were worried. They were asking questions.
Yeah. No, I actually rub it all over my. I rubbed it twice on my body today, actually, and I will go home and I'll rub it again. Absolute Nature CBD, and then also Action Tattoo in Auburn. If you're looking for a kick-ass, you know, tattoo, go see Rich at Action Tattoo. So
is that the one? I think I got a tattoo there.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but this one of the THC molecule I got. Yeah, it was Action. It was Action Tattoo.
Yeah.
They did great work. I was in and out, and like, it's a pretty small tattoo, but it was before Pain in the Grass when Godsmack played one of the times.
Oh, yeah.
It was because the year before Pain in the Grass, I stopped drinking. And then to kind of like celebrate that I stopped drinking and had just been smoking weed for a year, I figured I'd get the THC Delta 9 whatever molecule structure tattooed on my ribs. And I was walking around painting the grass like, yeah, new tattoo. And
I still love the story about you going for a jog or something, and you run by a group of dudes like smoking weed.
Oh, yeah.
And something like, oh, do you mind? And you're like, yeah, I have the tattoo of weed right here.
Yeah.
Like, it's like THC.
Sometimes,
like,
people recognize it. Other times I get to blow their mind. My mind's always blown if someone recognizes it, like, nice tattoo, THC. I'm like, what? Wow, you're smart.
All right, so we got to get to a couple other, you know, what's matinin' and whatever, but February 22nd, Emerald Queen Casino, Cageford MMA, Tim, your co-main event in that one, that'll be awesome. Good to see you.
Yes.
Fight for a strap.
Yeah, it's my first pro title. I'm looking forward to it. I think this one was earned. You know, I've had enough amateur fights, and, you know, the last guy I fought who is a pro had 14 fights as a pro, so, you know, I'm... You know, I call this guy out for a reason, and I wanted to fight him because I want to be the best. And, you know, he's right now considered the best, so I'm going after him.
Yeah, that'd be great to see. We also mentioned earlier the other co-main event, Julian Juicy J. Arosa will be back on there. Our buddy Talon Hammonds was fighting. I know, my guy Armando Best, I like to watch him fight.
Yeah.
He's always very exciting.
He's always down to scrap. Yes.
Yeah, that's what, like, I know he doesn't have the best record in the world, but yeah. I just love the guy who goes out there like he's down to fight.
Hey.
But either way, that'll be the first show of the year, and that'll be a special one too for everybody in HowlQuest Productions, as we lost Rich last year. But I'm excited, man. That's a big card.
Yeah, a lot of good fights, like you mentioned. Talon's on there, Julian's on there, and then, you know, myself and Chris San Jose. You know, it should be fireworks. Just those three fights alone, I know it's going to be just. You know, exciting fights all throughout. So you guys should all come out.
Yeah. And another thing too, man, it's like, it's been dark. Like, I don't like to bitch about the weather, but it has been dark and fucking raining. Like, come on February 22nd. Like, I'm sure everybody's getting their workouts in or whatever, but you got a little frustration? Watch Tim take it out on another man.
That's right.
It is so goddamn fun. I'm so excited that I get to go to this one. But if you've never been, like, Even if you've seen, I've been to a lot of important, like, major league sports moments, not just MLB, but like NHL, NBA,
yeah,
NFL.
MLS Cup.
MLS Cup, I wasn't actually in there for that, but the energy outside of it was pretty rad. Wow, I haven't. So I've been to, like, the major sports. Being there for fights, like, hand-to-hand combat is an adrenaline rush unmatched by anything that you see in other sports. Like, it's just, it's as soon as that cage door shuts, it's just like, holy fuck, here we go. And, yeah, I'm not the biggest, most knowledgeable fight fan, but you don't need to be to enjoy watching fights in person.
Yeah, watching live fights is always great, I tell people. Plus, the other thing, too, is, like, fighters, man or woman, like, the fighter is always the person, I think, in athletics you look up to the most. Because at the end of the day, like, there's nobody else. You know what I mean? You have your coaches, your sponsors, this and that. But, like, when you get home tonight, like, it's just you. Mm-hmm. Are you going to eat more than a couple ounces of chicken or whatever? Like, you know what I mean? It's just you. And also, like, there's very few times in your life, like, a lot of people get into fights, that you make an appointment to go meet another person for a scrap. You know what I mean? So I think that's part of the reason, too. You watch these people. And then also, if you've never been, by the way, and Brian Howquest, man, down on the Emerald Queen Cage, they do a great job. And for my money, it's the best real pro fight you're going to see in the state. But also, like, you'll respect fighters so much more. Body shots in person.
Oh.
When you hear that fist hit the flesh.
Leg kicks?
Oh,
oh my God. They sound so brutal when you see and hear them in person. On TV, like, why is he wasting his time doing that?
Like, yeah, right? Like, what's he setting him up for? That's not going to hurt that dude's leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's right. Like, get tickets, go down there. And it's always a fun time. And yeah, man, it's a great card. And I'm excited, man. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm excited and I can't wait.
Have we talked since I've turned the leaf on KFC?
No.
Oh, that's right.
Stars in the sky, Edmonds.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
That's
the Tower of Height, cheese corn.
See, I was nervous that maybe I talked it up too much and he's going to go there and he might be like, it's just chicken, a little bit
more
fast.
Oh, no, no.
Dude, I was like,
the Korean fried chicken is my thing.
Okay.
What's the dish that has, like, the rice noodles and it's, like, red and everything?
So it's, hopefully I'm pronouncing it correctly, tteokbokki.
That stuff is delicious, too.
That's just, like, it's, like, Korean street food, you know. That's, like, you know, you go out for night out drinking, whatever, in Korea, and, you know, you have those, like, little stands, like, mom and pop, you know, like, little tents, and you go out there and drink more and eat it, and just, like, oh, such a good...
Yeah, dude, trust me. You sent me on a whole mission. So I went to the Stars in the Skies, Edmonds, like in a little strip mall, legit.
Okay.
But then also I've been going to this Japanese Hawaiian place in Belltown.
Oh, okay.
So they have like their own version of the chicken. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah. Well.
Stars in the Sky.
Stars in the Sky. We'll go one day.
I know. You've been mentioning it for a while. I was just thinking, I'm going with Nolan. He lives in Mount Lake Terrace. Edmonds is basically right down the road.
Oh, yeah.
For the fight. Maybe we'll...
This
Stock
place is
up.
So legit. They have like the private karaoke rooms.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Sorry. I was like, I haven't know if I'd seen Tim's. It's been like, bro, I actually went to one. It's awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I, you know, introduced you. And now you just got to go and have the pig's head down at Radiator Whiskey.
I know. Right up close.
Okay.
All right, Matt.
Do you have any emails?
I do not.
Okay.
I said send them to me. I'm not sure if anybody did. Look, folks, I'm not going to lie. I missed some time with going back for a wake and stuff. So I have not been on it as much as I'd like to be. So, yeah, I don't know where those emails are. We'll get to them. When Kyle comes back, we'll have a rack of emails.
Okay.
But let's check in with what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's mad?
Whoa. Before we get to what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's mad?
Whoa.
Check out with what's
maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's
maddening?
Before we get to what's
maddening. Hey,
what's good? What's
maddening? Check
out with what's
maddening.
Yeah, what have you been up to, Matt?
God damn it, Ted. Don't. Well, it's been 2 weeks. So there's a lot to run through.
Yeah, so I saw 10 Miles Wide at the High Dive a couple weeks ago. That was super fun. They were playing with Glenn Cannon, our friend, in The Damage Done. Then, let's see, went to a friend's birthday party the next night.
All right.
That was pretty rad to meet some new people and just have a good time. That Sunday, I don't remember. Oh, God, yeah, Kobe died. I just kind of, like, sat with that one for the whole day. And
yeah, we were saying earlier, I still think that's the most shocking sports death, like, maybe ever. Because I remember Derek Thomas when he played for the Chiefs and he died. He was still playing. But, like, Kobe's just on another level.
Yeah. And, like, to be, you know, 41, like, yeah, that was pretty shocking. And, like, I woke up and had a text from my brother. My dad, my brother, and I were all there game 6 against the Pacers in 2000 when they won their first title with Kobe and Shaq. And we actually got out of Staples before they put it on lockdown because there was riots going on, so we had to walk back to the car through the riots. And yeah, it was wild. But like, yeah, I remember Kobe showing up to LA and everything when I lived down there. So, you know, it's interesting to kind of reflect on, you know, what he's taught me. Ted and I had dinner before this, and I was just kind of like making fun of the idea, the term Mamba mentality. It like gives me douche chills. You know, I'm all about like embodying what it means, but like, do you have to call it Mamba mentality? You're not fucking Kobe, okay? Like, right. He got to do it. Like, you do your own thing. Like, live it. Be inspired by it. Absolutely. But like, when I hear people talk about their Mamba mentality, I just kind of roll my eyes a little bit. And then
Chuck, you've been doing the same job for 20 years. You haven't been bringing that mentality for 20.
Follow at the other MLK on Twitter. I retweeted a funny tweet about that earlier.
Right? Spencer, I'm looking at you. Okay?
Then, let's see. This past weekend, what did I do? Friday, I went and hung out. I actually went over to my mom's and hung out with her, and we went and got food. And then Saturday
salmon.
Night. Huh?
Salmon?
Did she get salmon? We went to Coho. They have salmon.
I'm not sure I've seen your mom eat anything but a piece of salmon.
No, she got a quesadilla. We both got quesadillas, and I got a
there
salad.
There you go. Yeah. Getting wild.
Yeah, she lives a little bit sometimes. she just also loves salmon. And then
don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong. Like, I'm thinking back, like, all the snacks and stuff your dad has at the house, like, for sure I've only seen your mom eat salmon.
She's all about it.
Yeah.
All the time. And you usually come over during the summer. That's
solid point.
Peak salmon season. So Saturday night was Celia's, hiatus show. I don't know. I really dig Celia. They're a band I discovered last year in 2019. Somewhere in like May or June. Actually, after the last fight I went to, you fought that time, right? The last time I went? Yes, because you gave me some absolute CBD.
Yes, I did.
That's a true story, but I just worked the sponsor's name in again.
Oh, I like it.
So that night I went to Drunky Two Shoes in White Center. Glenn was playing, and then Celia came on. I was like, who the hell are these guys?
Drunky Two Shoes is dope, by the way.
Yeah, that's fun. So the other night I went to Saturday night. This was they're going on an indefinite hiatus or something, and I went and saw them again in White Center, this time at Dottie's Double Wide, which is an awesome little venue that my buddy BJ runs. Check out Dottie's Double Wide. They got awesome food. The Long Road Burrito, or the Open Road Burrito, is unreal. It's got fried chicken in it.
All right.
And so saw Celia, this opening band, Bear Axe, is like, check out Bear Axe. They're kind of blowing up and super rad. Like, good, like, heavier rock. And then the singer is this, like, awesome, just, like, soulful black chick that just, like, has pipes for days. And, like, everybody's just like, what is going on? I usually say eat slowly. I finished that burrito real fucking fast because I was like, I gotta go see what's going on back there. This sounds awesome.
I like that.
Yeah. It's sort of an exception to the rule. And so then rules are made to be broken. But then Sunday was Super Bowl. Went over to my buddy Nate's place up in Mount Lake Terrace. Saw a bunch of dudes and girls there. Pretty much all of Jericho Hill was there.
All right.
Awesome band. And yeah, we just kind of hung out. I, once again, capitalizing because everybody, when they drink alcohol, sweets become less appealing. So I had like 4 cupcakes and like 3 cinnamon rolls. But there wasn't enough of each for everybody. But because nobody else was touching them because they're all drinking, I got way more than would have been divided up if everybody else wanted some treats. So it's a great Super Bowl drink? Sunday.
Do I drink?
Yeah.
I drink quite a bit.
Oh, I was going to say, cupcake or beer? I'm going beer. I like both.
I'm going to lean towards beer.
The problem is, after about 10 beers, it was like, give me 30 cupcakes.
Yeah.
Once you hit that wall. Luckily, they were all pacing themselves. And yeah, I got to go to town on the sweets. So
nice.
Yeah, a couple fun weekends.
Yeah, it was a good Super Bowl. By the way, I love the Super Bowl halftime show. I rarely watch it. I thought it was phenomenal. Shakira and J-Lo were great. But I was blown away with everybody getting all pissy about it.
Yeah.
What is this, a strip show? Blah, blah, blah. Like, what did I say today? Like, I could hear you clutching your pearls. Like, there's cheerleaders on the field every day. Like, who gives a crap?
Yeah, I told you. Well, I tweeted it today. I think I had told you that beforehand. But in high school, I named my right hand Shakira.
Yeah.
Right. I named Shakira a lot junior year.
Your hands don't lie. All right. Once again, our buddy Tim Lewis is fighting for the championship bantamweight February 22nd down at Emerald Queen Casino. Come on down. If you're listening to us and you don't live in the Seattle area, well, number one, come visit. Yeah. Number two, come out and watch Tim fight one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a few of these cage sport MMAs coming up. But either way, happy to see you down there, man. Good luck to you. For Matt and I, we will be back next week. Just be Matt and I. We're going to be flying solo.
Yeah.
Could be crazy. But this is episode 287. I forget how I say it, Matt. For MZTP, for the Ted Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.